I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto Mayor John Tory announces new initiatives and plans to create and protect affordable housing in the city, according to a recent press conference. These steps will consider three reports. First, expansion of the Housing Now initiative. Second, the multi-unit residential acquisition program. Third, a proposed new inclusionary zoning policy.
It's clear that we're in need of a variety of new affordable housing options in this city. The city is growing. That's a good thing. And I hope it grows more as we reopen the borders, as immigration resumes, and as people find the city one of the most attractive places in the world to live. That's good for opportunity. It's good for future prosperity. More and more people are coming here who want to live here and want to work here and who want to invest here and create jobs here. And I think that will be evident again in a large measure very soon when the borders reopen. But as that happens, some people at the same time are being left behind and being priced out of the housing market. I've made it clear that we will not stand by and watch this happen. We're going to get more affordable housing built, and we're going to make sure this city is a city in which everyone can find an affordable place to call home. That's a big challenge, but we believe that every single person should have an opportunity to live here and be part of this city's success story. And we know that there are ways to accomplish that. We've already proven that to ourselves. A number of reports will be going to the Planning and Housing Committee next week that will ensure that we get more housing built, and including more affordable housing. This includes phase three of Housing Now. It includes a new inclusionary zoning policy, which will create new affordable housing through new development projects. And it includes as well a multi-unit residential acquisition program to protect existing housing stock. These reports, all of them going forward to the Planning and Housing Committee and then ultimately to City Council. And once they're approved by City Council, they will create more affordable places for people in our city to call home. I know reports don't always make for the most exciting news story, so let me be very clear on what it is that we are announcing today through these reports. This is important action on the housing file that will translate quickly into more shovels in the ground across the city. And those shovels will build thousands of new places for working young people and working families to call home. Initial estimates show that just these three initiatives being announced today through these reports, together, they could help create more than 12,000 affordable homes within the next 5 years, all of which help us to meet the goals that are contained in our Housing TO action plan. As you know, the Housing Now program takes underutilized city land and is turning it into thousands of new homes, many of those affordable. On Tuesday, we announced two of the developers of our Housing Now Phase 1 properties, a clear indication that we are moving forward in getting shovels in the ground and getting this housing built. Those two sites alone will create more than 2,000 new homes, including almost 800 affordable rental homes, with construction starting early next year. But we're looking beyond the 17 properties approved as part of Phase 1 and Phase 2 of Housing Now so that we keep that pipeline of projects and that pipeline of affordable housing going and growing. In phase three, city staff are recommending 4 new Housing Now sites. That's added to the 17. These phase three sites include 40 Bushby Drive beside Scarborough Town Center, 4040 Lawrence Avenue East near Kingston and Lawrence, East Bayfront Front Block R6 along our waterfront, and 2700 Eglinton Avenue West adjacent to the York Civic Center. These four developments taken by themselves, added on to the 17, but these four developments alone are estimated to provide between 1,150 and 1,400 new homes, including between 450 and 600 affordable homes. I want to thank Councillors Paul Ainslie, Joe Cressy, and Francis Nunziata for their support in advancing these sites so that we can build new affordable homes. The second report moves forward with our implementing inclusionary zoning in our city, first city in Ontario to do so. Toronto would be the first city. It will ensure new residential development helps to build new affordable housing at the same time. This would ensure affordable housing is part of the plans for new development in areas where inclusionary zoning makes sense. And these are based on the staff recommendations contained in the report. Inclusionary zoning is already used in more than 800 jurisdictions in the United States, Australia, and other parts of Canada. It represents a much needed shift in how we treat new developments in a growing city like Toronto. It will ensure that affordable housing is incorporated in new developments on a consistent basis rather than being negotiated on a site-by-site basis. Beginning in 2022, inclusionary zoning will secure 5% to 10% of condominium developments as affordable housing, increasing to 8% to 22% by 2030. It will also ensure that these units stay affordable for at least 99 years. Our city's plan will provide for longer and deeper affordability. I know there will be some who say that this program goes too far in the context of how much we require by way of affordable housing within new developments. And there will be others who say, in fact, may have already said, that it doesn't go far enough. We will have that debate. That's why we have a committee. That's why we have a city council. This is the beginning of that process of hearing from people with respect to the balancing act that we have to perform. I know city staff have worked to strike that right balance and to develop a plan for inclusionary zoning that works, that will get more affordable housing built and will be carefully reviewed, adjusted as needed. Because you know what? You can put any percentage on this you want, but if that percentage is taken of no housing that isn't being built, in other words, it's a percentage of zero, then you're going to be no further ahead in providing affordable housing for people who need it. The third report will help us protect existing affordable rental homes. City staff have proposed the creation of a multi-unit residential acquisition, short form MURA program, to help us help Indigenous and nonprofit housing providers with grant funding and the waivers of our own fees in order to purchase, renovate, or convert existing small apartment buildings and multi-tenant houses into permanent affordable rental housing for Toronto residents with low to moderate incomes. Primary objectives of this program, which will begin with $10 million in funding from our Development Charges Reserve Fund, that's why you have reserve funds, will be to make sure that these housing organizations are able to move to buy these properties when they're put on the market so that they can create permanent affordable rental homes, improve housing stability for current and future tenants, improve the physical condition of these buildings, increase capacity in the nonprofit and Indigenous housing sectors, and ensure the long-term financial sustainability of these homes. We recognize that while we build more housing, many residents in our city will have their housing needs met through the existing rental supply over the next decade. And that is why it's crucial that we create this assistance program to make sure that these homes can be preserved and maintained, and in some cases, upgraded. This program will help us achieve this and help protect some of that existing rental supply. The work being done in tandem through building up new affordable housing and taking our existing stock and maintaining it will get us steps closer to meeting our goals.
Affordable housing, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, has been a central issue that the city continues to address. With the increase in housing prices in recent months, Tory is hoping that new initiatives and plans will increase inclusivity and accessibility for residents.
As we move to make sure that Toronto comes back stronger than ever in the wake of the pandemic on many different fronts, these are the types of policies and initiatives that we need to move forward so that Toronto can continue to grow and prosper and be the vibrant, equitable, and inclusive city that we all love. I want to thank our city staff who've made huge effort and they've done extensive consultation. And they've made all of this possible by bringing forward these strong recommendations that we can now consider and consult on. But once the final product is implemented, it will help us to create thousands of new affordable homes. With approval at committee and city council, these initiatives will ensure that we continue to get more housing built, along with continuing strong partnerships with the other governments and leading the city to a strong and enduring recovery, addressing the supply of affordable housing is my top priority. It tops my priority list as mayor. It's about equity. It's about an inclusive city. It's about the economy. We simply have to have housing to make sure that we can affordably shelter the people who we need to work in the city's economy at all different levels. And besides all of that, it's just the right thing to do.
Phase one of the plan is expected to begin in 2022, pending city council's approval in an upcoming vote on October 28th. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.